RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Herbert looks it over, steps up to the line, steps back, leg down. Here's the snap. Herbert looking, firing left side, and intercepted. Murray across the 20, 15, 10, 5, rock and roll, pick 6. Is rocking.
One of four interceptions for the Houston Texans of Justin Herbert in last season's Texans playoff victory at NRG Stadium, 32-12. My big take for this game, Texans beat Justin Herbert. They're going to look about as quarterback-proof as possible defensively. And it really is a matter of, is that offense going to continue to take steps forward? Going to be tough, though, without Trent Brown and with Ariante Ursery's status up in the air. We will see if he's able to go. At the very least, he was at practice yesterday. We do have a thought, 713-572-4610. Paul Gallant and Chris Partee sitting in for John and Reggie in the Loop Sports Radio 610. We've got Pedro. Pedro, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I appreciate you taking my call. So, like, it's, as far as the Texans, I was listening to your conversation earlier. I'm not worried so much about winning the AFC South. If we can get the defense players some rest so they can be fresh for the postseason, well, actually, just get into the postseason, get our defense some rest. That way they can be ready to go and get as many reps for CJ as possible. That way, hopefully, he comes in on a hot streak. And if he does that, then that's a game changer for us as Texans fans. And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Pedro.
So I get what Pedro's saying here. You just want to make the playoffs. He's like, Chris.
Yeah, get in.
I want the AFC South.
Just get in.
One, it's my God-given right.
You want the AFC South.
God wills it.
Don't be selfish now, Paul.
No, I am.
Thank you, Colin.
I am. I'm sorry. I'm a cake eater elitist, as some would call douche canoe. I want my AFC South. So that's one. Also, I mean, this defense, when it plays at home, when the crowd actually is there on time, and I think they'll be there on time for a playoff game, it's pretty damn tough to play there.
You think they'll be there on time?
I think they'll be there on time.
You hope.
Guys, I'm...
Yes.
Guys, you gotta help me out here. I got a lot of respect for y'all, and I know the tailgates are great, but, like, come on,
get
into the building on time. We know how you sounded at the Texans-Bills game. It was really impressive. We need it to
happen a little more.
For a playoff game, yeah, I think they'll get it.
I wish I was at that Bills Thursday night game. I mean, on TV, though, it sounded really, really good and cool.
A roaring crowd.
And there were a lot of Bills fans there because Bills fans travel well. And the Texas-Bills game the year before, that was also a wild environment. Walking through the parking lots
actually,
and all that.
Actually, I know why I wasn't in. So I'm Peyton Pendergast the next morning.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
Colin doesn't know where he is right now. Colin's been working so hard this week, the most underappreciated.
Not just this week.
Who are you people?
We're right in front of you. We're at Sports Radio 610. Okay, buddy? Listen.
Okay.
I'll get you another coffee. Want me to make you a little chicken noodle soup? I'm kidding. You've been working your ass.
I'll take some chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle. Hey, nothing wrong with a little chicken noodle soup.
Campbell's.
Yeah, probably the best.
Closer to home. Although that's, I think, the Stouffer's commercial. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness. He's mixing up his brands now.
So I was curious, though. The last two games, yes. I wanted to ask y'all this early in the week, and I hope they don't, maybe they won't experience this to go into LA this tomorrow. Uh-oh. It's tomorrow. It's not Sunday. It's tomorrow.
It's Saturday.
Do you think that they've been just a little complacent over these last two games because of the opponents?
I think that there's a chance they were against the Raiders. I don't think that they were against the Cardinals. The Raiders.
Now, the Cardinals, even though their record doesn't show it, they're a tough out.
They were talking up the Cardinals during the week, too. They were putting a lot of respect on Jacoby Brissett. And listen, Brissett has weirdly, at least going into that game, and I made fun of this on the podcast I do on this. I said, Jacoby Brissett's 8-1 against the Texans all the time. But a lot of those games, he was the backup quarterback. But the Texans were putting a lot of respect on Brissett in that game. And Brissett actually played pretty well in that game, all things
considered.
He usually
does. Right. Play all right, at least.
The Cardinals just defensively were getting picked apart by the Texans.
They're bad.
But Sunday, yeah, I do think. In fact,
they played down to their competition, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Against the Raiders.
Let me rephrase it. My hope is that they played down to the competition because they didn't take him seriously. Yeah. Because if they didn't play down to the level of competition, if they were not as into a game as a Raiders team was, like, that makes a lot of sense. But if the Raiders are actually perhaps a little bit better, and if the Texans are maybe a little bit worse than we thought, okay, well, that would be something you don't want. So, yeah, I think that's what everyone's hoping, is that they were taking the Raiders as unseriously as possible. And I would not blame them. Because they have been essentially just a zombie walking down the street.
They're not good.
Right.
Not at all.
No. But they played well. So that's got to be the hope, to answer your question, Colin, is that these last, specifically this past game, that they maybe fell asleep a little bit at the wheel. I like that they always say the right things defensively. Hey, we expect more out of them. And I like that they're finally starting to say that about the offense, where last year they were saying, yeah, everything's good, everything's fine. It drove me crazy.
Everything was not good. Everything was not fine.
Yeah, just don't gaslight me. Just say, hey, we could be better. That's all you need to tell me, instead of saying, like, it's good. Why are you asking about the good things?
Not could be, we need to be.
Yeah.
We need to be better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to hear. We need to be better.
Right.
I'm talking about the offense.
I want to hear that from everybody all the time. Like,
we need to be better.
Win 60-0. We need to be better.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to be better.
It could have been 75.
Right? Yeah. What the heck? Why didn't they score 60 points? That means there was a lot of field goals in the game, you know?
I don't need Kyemi Fairbairn's leg falling off before the postseason, I'll say that.
We don't want that.
No.
Nobody needs that.
Fairbairn, much better kicker indoors than he is outdoors.
I mean, he did. I mean, it wasn't snowy. I don't think it was that windy in KC, but he seemed pretty okay with the outside elements, you know, especially. I mean, it was cold as heck up there, of course, but. You know.
Well, I mean, just think about that. If they get a wild card.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, you know, eventually you may have to go somewhere cold.
Listen, I am a big believer that outdoor football should be a thing. I think
I love it.
I think the Texans should play in the outdoors when it's
I love
degrees.
Weather football, yeah.
I think use the elements to your advantage. I think that's one of the cool parts about football is that the elements actually can have an effect on the game. I think that this direction that we are going towards single stadium being a dome is soft.
We're getting further and further away from having actual weather games. Mm-hmm. We're getting so far away from that.
I think that I do think if you play indoors, you're soft, kind of by nature. and the Texans defensively are not, but I hate that they play in a dome. I just by default, as someone who grew up in the Northeast, I think it's soft.
Well, pretty soon, 80% of the league is going to be soft.
I know.
Seriously.
I think the Chiefs are complete losers for
everybody
moving
that gets.
Not to moving to Kansas, but for like, oh, it's going to be indoors. Losers.
Yeah.
You'll never win another title.
I don't know if y'all saw this tweet, or there's a couple of other tweets, or I'm sorry, post on X or Twitter, whatever it is. But all these new stadiums that are coming pretty soon around the league, like you mentioned, Chris, they all pretty much look the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you're losing uniqueness. Yeah. I like where the Texans are. South Texas weather can get very unpredictable. As we've seen before. So
I found that out.
So the retractable roofs for NRG and Daikin Park down 59 from here, it's appropriate. But
no,
if it's nice outside, like it. Open it up.
Paul don't like it.
100 degrees, play in the heat. 100 degrees, play in the heat. Fans got to suffer with them. You know, just wear Hawaiian shirts.
Paul don't give a damn.
No, that's not giving a damn.
You want your elements.
I just don't feel good about a team's chances come playoff time if they're playing indoors all the time. That's all.
Typical Northeastern.
Well, yeah, because I don't know. The team I grew up watching played outdoors and won 6 Super Bowls. So is there a cause and effect? Not really. It's
Mr.
All about,
High and Mighty over
it's
here.
About Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. But
correlation does not equal causation.
I always thought
thank you, Colin.
If the Patriots were playing the Colts outside, the Colts who were soft playing in their warm little
in their
dome,
little dome,
in their little dome they pump the noise into.
Well, yeah, they got
their little snow globe.
Yeah, their little BS stadium and. They're BS city. They don't deserve a team. They stole it from Baltimore. And yeah, they play indoors, and I don't respect them.
They literally stole it in the middle of the night.
Yeah, they do. Oh, Carly G. Jersey, he's on the sideline. Okay, cool. You've lost 8 in a row.
Talk congrats. About a Grinch.
Yeah.
Middle of the night, man. Hey, that's still one of the coldest stories in sport history.
What was that?
The Baltimore going to Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
Bob,
it, man.
Jim Irsay's dad. Yeah, Jim Irsay, for all, you know, the stories about him, seems like he was actually a pretty good dude. His dad, heartless villain. Like, kind of like stereotype,
really?
Archetype of, based off of moving a team in the middle of the night the way that they did, it's the kind of story that you see and you're like, oh, yeah, this is the bad, the ex-stripper owner of the Cleveland Indians in the movie Major League, you know? Like, that is cartoonish level villain right there.
Villainous.
Like a Bud Adams here in Houston, of course, or like a Howard Schultz with the Sonics.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I'll have to do some more research on that. I didn't know.
What?
It was literally a midnight thing where they.
Oh, yeah. They left in the middle of the night.
Huh.
From Baltimore.
Because my very own weird factoid that I know is that apparently a plane crashed in the middle of the game, I think it was. When the Baltimore Colts were playing in Maryland, a plane literally apparently crashed into the stadium.
Oh, well, you don't want that to happen.
No.
You do not.
So we're feeling pretty confident.
So if they were playing indoors, you're saying that wouldn't have happened?
Yeah, that's what I think.
See, there we go. You're just adding on my case.
Back to the dome, buddy. The dome.
Someone texted in, hey, guys. What about when it gets so cold that people attending the game have to get limbs removed from their body for frostbite? Why go through that?
Well, I forgot about that.
It's a conversation starter. Yeah, I'm that much of a fan. That's right. I'm a bigger fan than you, bro.
Ah, we're removing limbs now, huh? All right.
If you're really that dedicated, remove one finger.
Why go through that when you can do something about it? But I guess that's soft, huh? LOL. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you don't want to lose a limb for your favorite sports team?
SAWFT, soft.
In addition to paying $200 for those playoff tickets, you're not willing to lose your pinky?
Man.
Oh, Ronnie Lott thinks you're a bitch. Like, what?
Ronnie Lott!
What are you doing out here, you know? I understand what you're saying, Texter. I do understand that. Yeah, it does get very cold. You
they don't want they are fond of their limbs. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Paul. Damn.
I mean, I don't
give
wanna,
a break.
I don't want to be a nub either. You know. I like my arms and legs. I don't want to be Lieutenant Dan. Not to diminish those who you know have lost a part or something like that.
No.
Watching their favorite team out in the elements, but watching your favorite team out in the elements, I feel like it adds a little bit of an advantage. If the Texans were playing in some of their monsoons that we have here in Houston, or some of the windy days that we have here in Houston, the derecho, or whatever the hell, I think we should use the elements to our advantage, and we don't. The roof is never open.
Is SoFi Stadium retractable roof, or is it completely indoor?
That is a good question. Because I know it's a soft Los Angeles stadium.
Well, actually, now that I remember the Georgia TCU national championship game a few years ago, I remember this one video of TCU fans in their own little section. Apparently, it was raining outside, and rain was actually leaking through, and like actually raining on them.
Yeah,
it could be.
No, they built character.
That's what I'm referring to.
That's a tough fan.
If you're willing to sit through a hurricane to watch your favorite NFL team,
yeah, that's your real fan. That if you want to sit indoors, kind of soft. Just saying. Texas, let's next year open roof for the early games. Like play in the 100-degree heat. You'll win a game. You will win a game off of that.
You hope.
Yeah. No. Period. You'll win.
Goodness. Anyway. Not in this heat, man. I don't know about not this heat.
In the Loop Sports Radio 610, he's Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. We are sitting in for John and for Reggie. We got a Colin Neal sitting in for Figgy Fig behind the glass. Up next, what's popping on this Boxing Day 2025? We'll get you through some of the things that are going on in the wacky world that we live in. Maybe more dome talk next. Stick around.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.